You know, we tend to like logic and reason. It's pretty amazing how much time we all spend trying to figure things out. And I can actually say that there was a time in my life, probably many years, when I would say that I was actually addicted to reasoning. And what I mean by that was I really could not, when I had a problem, I could not settle down and have any peace until I thought I had it all figured out. And many times I found out later that I thought I had it figured out, but I didn't have it figured out after all. And the Bible tells us to lean not to our own understanding. So whatever it is that you might be trying to figure out, if there is anything, I want to remind you of Proverbs 3 that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and mind. That's the Amplified. We can't say we're trusting God if we're worrying and reasoning and getting all confused because we can't find the answers to things. You know, I always say that in order to have trust, there's always going to be unanswered questions. And we have to get comfortable with not knowing. We tend to like logic and reason. We want things to make sense to us mentally. But grace, the grace of God, which I'll tell you in a minute what that is in case you don't know, but the grace of God is totally illogical and unreasonable. You say, what do you mean it's unreasonable? I mean, it's so good that there's no way you can figure it out, because grace is God doing good, wonderful, amazing things for people who don't deserve it. They say that grace is God's riches at Christ's expense, and that is absolutely true. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, we get the benefit of everything that He earned. Grace is ability. It's power. It's God helping us do the things that we need to do. And I often like to say that when you have the grace to do something, that grace makes what would have been very hard or even impossible actually easy. The grace of God is absolutely wonderful, but it is pretty unreasonable. In Ephesians 2:7, the Bible says, He did this that He might clearly demonstrate through the ages to come the immeasurable, cannot be measured, so great it cannot be measured, limitless, surpassing riches of His free grace, His unmerited favor, in His kindness and goodness of heart toward us in Christ Jesus. You know, I've been thinking some this week how we Christians, people that are used to thinking about the cross or hearing about the cross, we say, well, you know, Jesus died on the cross and He paid for all of our sins. And we can get so accustomed to just saying things like that that maybe we don't always really stop and realize how totally and completely amazing that is. I heard somebody put it like this week, and I thought, that's really good. He said, when Christ was on the cross, He actually absorbed all the sin of the whole world, of every person that ever did live or ever would live. If you think about putting a dry sponge in water, that sponge absorbs all that water and takes it away. And Jesus actually, the Bible says, became sin. He didn't just take on our sin, He became sin. And when you think about His holiness and that spotless Lamb of God and how awful that must have been for Him. And He didn't have to do that. When He was in the Garden of Gethsemane and He was suffering so much, and the Bible says that He actually sweat great drops of blood as He was praying through His decision, And he said, Father, if possible, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, your will be done and not mine. He could have called for angels. He told Peter, I could have called for angels, thousands of angels, and they would have delivered me from this. He didn't have to do it, but he chose to do it because of his love for the Father and because of his love for you and for me. And if you're watching this program today and you've not yet given your life to Christ, you've not yet received Him as your Lord and Savior, you have not believed on Jesus, the Bible says that all you have to do to be saved is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. I don't think you can believe this with your head. I don't think that there's any way to reason out what Christ did and say, oh, yeah, I understand it, but if you want to be saved, God will give you the grace to believe. We're saved by grace through faith. The grace is there. The job's been done. All you need to do is not check your head, but check your heart and say, I believe that. But remember, you can't make any sense out of it. Grace cannot be understood with the mind. And that is exactly why it's often referred to as amazing grace. Let's just think about a few things. Like 1 Corinthians, I think, starting at about verse... 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at about verse 27. When God's looking for people to use, the Bible says that He chooses, on purpose, the weak and the foolish things of the world, things that the world, or people that the world would totally discount, throw away as trash and say there's no way God could ever use you. And those are the people that He chooses to use to show His glory through, because it confounds those who think they're so smart and know all the answers. I'm sure that God's using many of you in a powerful way, and, you know, maybe a few of you are qualified, but in the natural, I was not at all qualified to do what I'm doing. And yet God has given me the grace, the ability to do it. I loved Him. That was all I can say. I didn't have the training. I didn't have the education. People told me I didn't even have the personality or the right voice. But here I am 45 years later, and God's still using me. Well, you know, that causes people who think they're super smart to shake their head and not be able to figure that out. Grace is just so totally unreasonable, but it is a free gift, and you can receive it not only for salvation, but for every single day of your life. The Bible says that the same way we were saved is the same way we should live, by grace through faith.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching. To get more from Joyce, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing.